You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Saturday edition of the William Hill Racing Podcast, hosted by me, Bobby Beavers, and delighted to say on this edition I am joined by Tom Morley. Tom, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yep, very well, thank you.
Great to see you, as I say, as always, as well. Now, yesterday, there was a really good day's racing at Clonmel. The feature race on the day was the Grade 2 Clonmel Oil Chase, and Kenboy got the job done.
That's right, a three-length victor over Alpha Desobo. A decent performance and certainly one that will have caught the eye of many people. And it should be noted, Alpha Desobo ran well, you know, in second place. But I suspect Kenboy will be shortening for various races in the future on the back of that. That's what, the third win on the spin. Obviously, he's come back after the summer break and looked an improving animal, only six as well. So plenty of good days ahead for them, I should think.
It's a really interesting and exciting 3 days at the Jumps HQ at Cheltenham, and the feature on Saturday afternoon at Cheltenham looks an absolute cracker.
Yeah, a wide open event, full field of 20 runners, any number of horses that you can give a chance to. Splash of Gins won it last year, had a hurdle spin trying to get, I suppose, them ready for to try and get a repeat, but £7 higher, so I think that will be possibly enough to weigh that one down. Horses like Froden, again, win last time, going to need a huge run off the weight it's got to carry. I think Mr. Whittaker's an interesting contestant, won at Carlisle, seems to be an improving animal. That would be certainly one of the ones that I would have my main eye on. And I think Baron Alco should have probably have won last time, but that's another horse who I think has got a good season ahead, and I think has definitely got a good chance in the big race.
And your speciality as well, you make it very clear, you are a flat man. You love your all weather during the winter months, and it wasn't that long ago we were saying goodbye to the flat turf season with the November handicap on Town Moor, and now during the winter months is when the all weather action really starts to take some shape, including Saturday afternoon at Lingfield.
That's right, we've got a couple of decent events there, the 245, the Churchill Stakes, and that sees Ad Dave, who's got an official rating of 117, won the Lincoln, of course, and then a Group 2 at Sandown. Couldn't cope with Group 1 company, but, you know, this is a lot easier than those contests. All-weather debut, though, so there's a slight question mark, but really, you'd have thought Ad Dave would have a great chance to get a win straight off the board on the all-weather, and I guess they'll be looking towards the closing big day, you know, far ahead it may seem right now, but we'll soon get there. In the race, who else is there? I mean, Big Country's 3 out of 3 on the all-weather in this country. Didn't do so well on the foreign climbs, but I think that one will go well. Just doesn't have the class of Ad Dave for me. Master of the World won this last year, then got the Winter Derby in the Stewards' Room. Been disappointing on grass, needs to bounce back on the all-weather, but I suspect we will see a rejuvenated horse back on its favourite surface. The rest probably are going to have to raise the game, to be honest, to get anywhere close. I mean, a Dave on form is the class horse in the race, and if no real reason why it shouldn't handle the tight track at Lingfield on the all-weather. And then we go on to a 6-furlong listed race after that one, and here we've got a couple of interesting contenders. For instance, Mufmi, only second ever start on the all-weather, rarely runs over six, probably wouldn't be for me, but is an interesting one, certainly going to the all-weather for the winter, perhaps maybe going to go to Dubai, who knows, but this may well set the precedent of where it's going to go. Kimberella, standing dish down the years, but I just think the signs, the ability might just be diminishing slightly. Above the rest, won a 6-furlong Group 3 at Newcastle in the summer, but generally runs over further. Trip has got to be a bit of a worry on this sharp track. Who else have we got? We've got Gifted Master, not been seen since August, but won it last year. Drawn very wide, though, so I'd be going with Encrypted, who's 3 wins from 4 starts on the all-weather. Looks like a horse who can continue to improve. Not raced here before, but has done well at the other all-weather tracks. Can't see why Encrypted shouldn't handle Lingfield at all, and I think it's an improving individual.
just looking at the what's going to be running in those listed races as well at Lingfield, you know, it looks two really competitive renewals and some big names in there. So you talk about Ajayib as well. You know, last time we saw him run was in a Group 1 at on Champions Day.
Absolutely, and that's the thing, isn't it? This is a, you know, it's not a bad race. Don't get me wrong, the Churchill Stakes, the field's decent, but it's not anything like the company Ajayib has been keeping. And I think it's certainly an interesting horse going forward. As I say, there's plenty of big races over the winter that this horse can go for, or it will go over to Dubai. But really, on ability-wise, the rest of these have got something to find with him.
And in the six fill and listed race as well, just seeing here, Corinthian, now that's the Archie Watson in the onto a winner silk. So didn't Corinthian, he went over to Canada, didn't he, this year? Well, he went abroad somewhere, didn't he? I think he headed over, didn't he?
Right. I mean, he loves the all-weather. Will try and make use of the low draw. I can give it a good go. I just feel there's others with a little bit more scope. I think Encrypted is the one that catches my eye as a horse who can progress on the all-weather tracks, has done well at the other ones. And there's a few here who perhaps haven't got their number one conditions. I mean, a horse like Intisab hasn't been seen since July, won a big Irish handicap. And yeah, you can watch the market and see if they're ready to go on the first run back. But yeah, I think Encryptor's the one to beat.
Very shortly here on the podcast, we will be hearing from one of the traders here at William Hill. That is Damien Ainsworth. It'd be really interesting to see what he has to say. Before, though, we do hear from Damien, it's time to ask Tom for his two selections for Saturday's racing. And no surprise that they're both running on the all-weather.
That's right. The first one is at Lingfield. And another good race, to be fair, a handicap, but it's a mile race, 0 to 105. So some good horses in here. My selection's original choice of William Haggas, only been seen once on the all-weather. That was a victory in a Class 3 handicap at Wolverhampton, but did win at Weatherby earlier this year, run some decent races in big field handicaps, Goodwood a couple of times, York, ran poorly on soft ground when last seen at Newbury. I think we can forgive it for that. Had a chance to recharge the batteries, gets first time cheek pieces, and I think original choice can continue his improvement now. But it's a field full of old favourites as much as anything. You've got Salatine, who's been on the go the whole year, started in Dubai, won a couple of races over the year, both over 7 furlongs though. This trip is all right, judged from the second in a listed race at Pontefract, but I just think he's fully exposed. Goring, Mark shot up last year, 4 victories on the trot over this course and distance back last winter. I think that's going to struggle until the handicapper relents. Chevalier hasn't been out since June and is still £5 higher than when winning here back in February. I think that one might need the run, also possibly a drop in the weights. Hakam won in Norway, Group 3 race back in August. Only outing since was over 6 at Newcastle. That was an optional claimer, but a really decent race, and it was, you know, strong company for that type of race. First time blinkers. The blinkers are back off for this trip, but steps up in trip and just does look like a pound or two probably needs to come off its back. First selection, again, not seen it since May, but had shown some decent form at this track prior to that in April when just failing to score, inconvenienced by a wide trip and a poor draw that day. Watch the market to guide, I guess, but I think probably will need the run after such a long break. Mythical Madness just rarely wins, did so at Haydock in July, but Mark is still above that. And My Target finished last when running at Newmarket at the start of the month, showed little there the time before. Never been as good on grass, but didn't manage to actually win on the all-weather last winter despite falling mark. I reckon slightly on the downgrade with that one. So it's going to be original choice in the 1.35 at Lingfield. And then we're off to Wolverhampton for the 5.15. Slightly different company here. 7 furlong, 0-60 nursery. But my nap in this contest, the top horse, Gem Scuttle, didn't show much in novice company on his first restarts, but showed immediate signs of life on handicap debut at Newcastle at the end of October. Well supported in the market, showed why that was the case. Much improved performance, finished second, well clear of the rest of the field. Just lacked a bit of experience. Last time at Wolverhampton, travelled noticeably well. Did have to wait for room, but again, showed an experience once hitting the front, but still ran on well. Comfortable victory. Just £6 higher today. Really good value for the success last time. I think upwardly mobile and can get the second victory here. And the opposition, it's not the greatest, to be honest. Darwina won a seller here last month, but changed hands for just 4,000 at Tattersall's afterwards. Race she won, no great shakes. I think got to prove herself at this trip too. Symphony looks to be fully exposed in the Cove. Shown a little bit more the last twice, but not really ahead of his mark. Jägerbond showed no improvement on handicap debut. Sylvia Cliff showed nothing in a claimer last time. Delicious hasn't looked particularly delicious yet. Rajman has been the runner-up the last twice at Kempton and would be the main danger. Just failed in September when caught on the line, but was able to dictate that day. Showed it wasn't a fluke. Came second again at the end of October, but gone up £8 for those two second places. A bit harsh, really, some would say, but that's life. I still think looks the likely main rival to the selection. Where's Pearl hasn't been beaten far, but will need more to trouble the selection. She's coming home, ran well here on second start, but needs to bounce back. And Ivory Star, not really shown anything, and Feel the Noise hasn't improved since going into handicaps. So this is there for Jem Scuttle to take.
Thank you very much to Tom for his two selections here on the Saturday edition of the Racing Podcast. Now, I've got a real treat for you now. Thank you just to confirm too, Tom. But as I say, a real treat for you now. And what we're going to do is hear from Damien Ainsworth, who's one of the William Hill traders here at William Hill.
If you're on Twitter and want to ask us a question, send a tip or just get in touch, our address is at Will Hill Racing.
We'll start with the 150, and that is one of those aforementioned Grade 3s. Handicap chase over 3 miles, 3.5 furlongs. And we've got a decent field in this one, including a lot of old favourites. Konigri, mm-hmm. of course, a former Cheltenham Gold Cup winner, and a lot of horses who you frequently see in these Cheltenham handicap chases, the likes of Single Farm, Pavement, and also Cogri. From a training perspective, what's this race been looking like ahead of tomorrow?
It has. It's been one of the busiest races that we've traded this week and today, along with the big race. It's probably been up there. We've seen a lot of early interest earlier on in the week for Calette Mad. We opened at 10-1 that, and that was backed into 7-1. We've seen some good money for a couple of others. Single Farm Payment, as you mentioned, one of those horses that often appears at this time of year and runs well. That was 7-1. That's been backed down. Another old favourite, Doing Fine, who seems to turn out in all the big staying chases. That's been backed at big prices. And one of the younger ones, one that we're interested in the department because one of our colleagues is involved in the horse, Mark Howarth. That's Sharp Response. Very impressive winner last time out. Only 7 years old, so is a newcomer to this kind of race. And he's really been supported today, 12s into 9s. I'm expecting a big run from that one.
I think with Sharp Response as well, obviously trained by Sue Smith, sometimes we do see with the Smith horses that, especially second time out, but then sometimes subsequently, they do tend to improve through the season. Do you think that's something that the punters are potentially latching onto?
Yeah, she likes to mix them up. She likes to mix hurdling and chasing. She likes to expose her young horses to fences. And I think this one is very progressive. And if he does half as well as Cloudy 2, which was the same connections, the same train, the same owner, they'll have a real money spinner there. And just off 10 stone 1, looks very interesting.
Okay, well, that's the 150. The next race we've got at Cheltenham is what is for many people the big race of this entire meeting, certainly from a betting perspective, the Gold Cup handicap chase, the Grade 3 over 2.5 miles. And it's similar comments in some ways to the last race in that we've got Frodon, who sort of seems to always turn up in these Cheltenham handicaps. Of course, a good winner from the front at Aintree last time out. He's top weight, as well as some improving younger horses.
Yeah, I think this, as opposed to the previous race, is more one for the younger horses. Older horses don't have a good record in it, which isn't a good sign for last year's winner, Splash of Ginge. It is definitely a horse for a race for up-and-coming young chasers. We have laid a great number of horses in this race. From the word go, they were back in Calandra. There was a big early move for that one. Some people pointed it out. It was very well treated on a piece of form in Ireland last time. Although, personally, I think that form looks a little bit suspect. Some of the placed horses in that race, it was a conditions chase. Some of the place horses aren't the most solid of horses, so I'm not massively keen on that one, although the punters were supporting it earlier in the week. Long term, we've also been laying Mr. Whittaker, the Cheltenham Festival winner. That's been very popular. Now, right up in the weight. So the handicap hasn't made it easy for him, which is one of the reasons why we're laying another one. Rather be we were laying, because he's a lot better off at the weights with Mr. Whittaker on a piece of form from last season. So those were the two market leaders, Rather be and Mr. Whittaker. Good money today for a couple of horses. We've seen very good money for Benatar, Gary Moore. I'd give that one a very good chance. And I'd also give his other horse in the race, Baron Alco, a good chance. On jockey bookings, it looks like Benatar's the number one for that yard. We've also been laying King's Socks today. He's had a wind operation, was finishing his races weekly last season. I think they were disappointed with him last season. They're expecting more tomorrow. I'll believe that when I see it. A lot of David Pipe's horses travel well and then don't seem to quite get home. So I like Benatar in the race.
And payouts on six places on this race.
Yes,
as well.
Yeah, that's six places. We're also going to have the same offer on the race before the 150. We will, from 5:30 today, be offering six places in that, which is fantastic value because there are 16 runners, and probably it'll definitely come down to 15 because the Young Master won't be running, I don't think, after winning today. And with the ground conditions, there might be another one come out. So that's a good offer.
Fantastic. Well, look out for that ahead of the racing at Cheltenham on Saturday. The next race to talk about is the 3 o'clock, 3 mile handicap hurdles, a listed race. I'm sure they used to run this race over a little bit further than 3 miles, actually. I think it used to be 3 1/4. But anyway, it's 3 miles tomorrow. And again, we've got a few of these. It's like we were talking about at the beginning in terms of being a day for the handicappers. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of the old favourite handicappers in this one again. The likes of Villon Rouge, for example, who is another David Pipe runner at Cheltenham tomorrow. First run after a wind up for mm-hmm. that one. Would it be right in saying a likely favourite, though, would be First Assignment?
Very likely. He's been back down to a very short price during the week. He's been very popular. Some might say it's too short a price now, but the connections, Ian Williams in this kind of race, the bookies are running scared of him. So he's got two or three prospects in these handicap hurdles. He's got a couple tomorrow and then another one on Sunday. So he's a trainer to keep on side. He targets these races. So First Assignment. It's quite a small field. Against that, I think Ollie Murphy, who's very much a trainer to watch out for, he's increasing the quality of his animals, and he's got a very interesting one against him, Weeble. Those two making the market. There's a lot of big price ones against that. Antaros runs very well in this race year on year. So there'll be three to keep an eye on there. We'll be hoping to get First Assignment beat, because it'll be a bad day if that one wins, and hopefully a couple against that would be Weeble and Antaros.
And then the thing with First Assignment is obviously he's had the run at the course from winning by a short head on seasonal debut on handicap hurdle last time out, but it's gone up £5 for that. And even though this is a smaller field, quality wise, it would appear to be a deeper race.
Yes, it's a much smaller field, but the horse is only 5 years old. He's unexposed, so I would imagine connections think that he can shrug off that £5 rise. The thing we've got on our side against him is that Weeble's a similarly lightly raced type. Similarly improving, he's got Richard Johnson on board, so he's a big danger. And another improver at the top is Boyhood, who Tom George, somebody else who likes to have a winner here, so we've got a chance of getting him beat.
Okay, well, that is the 3 o'clock. We'll shortly turn our attention on to the 3:30. Of course, the studio at williamhill.co.uk on the email. Of course, we've got Damien Ainsworth, Professor William Hill Trader, talking about the weekend's racing, and in just less than an hour's time we'll have James Millman and the team back in the studio for the evening's racing as well, so stay with us for that. But if you do want to get in touch on the email, studio@williamhill.co.uk, and you can also reach us on Twitter @WillHillRacing. The next race, Damien, at Cheltenham on Saturday is the 3:30, is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and we've got a field of 15 runners for this one. From a trading perspective, how are we looking at this one?
It could be a problem if Ian Williams wins the previous race, because there'll be a lot of money rolling onto the favourite in this race, which is also trained by Ian Williams, Speedo Boy. if anything, Speedo Boy looks more interesting than First Assignment. If you look at, he only ran three times over hurdles last season, was highly tried on occasion, and gets in here off a mark of 118, I believe.
Make
a quick calculation.
118, correct, yes.
Yeah, which on his flat form makes him look potentially thrown in, was running in some good races on the flat. He's only 4 years old. I would say that even on his hurdles form last year, he could be well in. On his flat form, he's thrown in at the weights. This could be a real steamer tomorrow. Been backed all week from an opening 8-1. It's much shorter than that now. And if First Assignment wins, this one could go off at a very short price tomorrow.
Okay, well, that's the 3:30. Any others to mention on that one before we move on to Lingfield?
Yeah, the top horse, West End Story. Philip Hobbs, I think a lot of people have noted that Philip Hobbs is having a much better time of it than he did last season.
He's been pretty open about that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The fact that they've moved on from the issues that they did have.
Exactly, and West End Story was fairly successful last season. So if this one can improve upon the form of last season, this could be a really good hurdler. He's got a mark of the high 130s, could be better than that. So looking for something to shake up the favourite, that could be the one.
Okay, well, that's the 3:30 at Cheltenham, and that brings us to the end of the televised races at Cheltenham on Saturday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.